Blog Talk Radio.
Second. All right, it should be. It's loading.
I'm right here.
I can't get him on. Hey, RL, how are you?
What's up, sheeple?
Bah. Bah. I got the chat open too. If anybody wants to talk some stuff to me. So is Heather going to join us today? Heather going to join us today?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's out today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my internet is kind of slow today, so bear with me, people. the Baltimore riots, RL, what do you think?
this is a prime example of what happens when your president has gone socialist and race riots are the major thing going on. Now, okay, it was the cop's fault because the guy's in custody, but any little excuse for a riot, and there we go.
It's
LA all over again. It's what's that one that happened just recently too? That other one.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the place it was. Yeah, but anywhere where Sharpton is, you guaranteed there's going to be unrest.
Yeah, and I heard Mark Levin the other day talking about this is becoming a pattern and it needs to stop, basically. Wish I had the audio clip.
Well, it took I don't know how long, almost a day for our weakest water governor to their weakest water governor to go and call the National Guard, and what's up with the mayor? I guess it's okay to go loot a check cashing place for some money, and hey, listen, free drugs and everything at the next CVS store.
And we do have a guest in the chat. Hey, guest. 1474 is his name. If you want to call and talk about this, 347-677-1018, 347-677-1018. And, did you hear the, I do have some breaking news from Baltimore. The Orioles game that was going to be tomorrow against the White Sox has been closed to the public. And I don't know why they do that. Just don't play it.
And owners, I think they want everything.
Fans. I mean,
anyway,
if there's not going to be any fans.
Yeah, speaking of fans, is any fans, anybody want to call in at the number they're calling? But remember, if you're a liberal clown, you're going to get this.
That's pretty cool. Public school shut on Tuesday in Baltimore, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. And then she says, oh, we're giving them space to destroy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it shut down the whole week. And now let's see. Well, at least now it's replaced with Comic Core, right?
You're right. Let's see what else is going on here. An exclusive on Fox News, striking connections to the protests in Ferguson and social media in Baltimore. They're just saying some of these protests might be connected to, like, professional protesters, you think?
Yeah, but more like professional agitators, you know. It's like... hello, my brother and sister, come up there and make the race right. Yeah, yeah. Because they're all like goats.
No,
you will now come and join us.
What the hell is that?
That's one of my cheap sound effects brought to you by Cheap Sound Effects.
Sweet. It's funny how this started. An online call was issued for a purge at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at Sunday, starting at Mondamin Mall and ending in the downtown area. And
should we be worried?
It kind of takes after a movie called The Purge, the plot of which involves rampant lawlessness. Guess what?
Oh, boy. I'm sure the National Guard's going to love it. They go, oh, look, live targets.
Okay. Live targets?
Target practice.
All right. So I think one of my friends is a state trooper in Maryland. One of my online friends.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so he's having a time of it. Maybe he can call in if I can get him online. Back to Facebook and see if I can. His name is Mike.
Yeah. So while you're doing that, I'm just read a quick little story there. You know, a thing from the Tea Party line there.
Right.
It says George W. Bush hardly said anything about Obama over the years, but it changed. I can guarantee you, Obama wishes he would have stayed quiet. You know, because all the stuff that's going on. You know, Bush finally is ripping him a new one. And, of course, you know, our illustrious president is backing down and saying, oh, he doesn't know anything. Or he's at fault, you know.
I don't know,
you know
anything. Yeah. He's the know-nothing president.
Yeah. So Bush wasn't so great. But, you know, compared to this one here, you know, I think we should still dig up Nixon.
Yeah, now who is this person that commented on my Dan Off? Dan Off. I don't know who he is, but
I don't know either.
Idea.
Where was he commenting at?
When I posted on Facebook, he liked my post.
Oh yeah, well cool. You know, I mean, let's hope they all decide to come on down. You know, and let their voices be heard. While we have still time.
Yeah, definitely.
So because, you know, like I said, it's a, you know, he can speak his mind, you know, conservatively wise, but if it's he was a liberal clown, he'll get this.
I know.
And sent back to the other realm.
And, so the Orioles, they're doing their game without any people tomorrow.
It's the only game in town. They're not kidding either.
And it looks like the Ravens have canceled their draft party. Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
They say, out of respect to the curfew in Baltimore, the Ravens have canceled their draft party scheduled for this Thursday night, 7 to 11 p.m. at M&T Bank Stadium. They're giving refunds, though.
Do you see why when a writer started in trouble that everybody pays one way or the other?
Yeah, and I'm feeling bad for these people who have to get around in Baltimore. Some Metro subway stations are closed Tuesday morning, this morning, and some buses are being diverted.
Well, yeah, remember the good old days when Baltimore was a farming town?
Metro Subway is operating. Mondovan, Upton, and Penn North stations are temporarily closed. And they said, we apologize for any inconvenience that this may cause and appreciate your patience during this time. So.
You go right ahead. I'll be right here.
I have nothing to say. Go ahead.
what I was going to say was, it's like, with so many towns, the writing going, it should be like, you know, when you call and get a bad number, the city you're trying to reach is currently having a riot. No service is available. Beep, 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 beep.
That's kind of like that. I heard it once. The party you have reached, 911, is unavailable. No further information can be found at the time.
Cool. They might have just put an addendum to go and call. If this is an emergency, you're going to die.
You gonna die. And I guess I some more news from Maryland. Baltimore is in a state of emergency, of course. And and Obama's not really saying much about it, although he said, "Oh, there's too many troubling police interactions with blacks."
Yeah, it's always about race thing with him, isn't it? And it's the funniest thing. He's somewhere in Japan. I mean, you ever notice that when he ever leaves or something, all sorts of crap starts?
Yeah, it's like crap follows him, kind of.
I mean, even his brother calls him a thieving scumbag, and that's a quote and unquote.
Speaking of some foreign relations news, I hear Iran fired on a Marshall Islands vessel, a vessel registered to the Marshall Islands today in the Middle East, a commercial vessel, and I don't know what it was carrying, but they fired on it and they boarded it. And Marshall Islands is a U.S. protectorate, so we might have something here.
Hmm. Indeed we will, because let's see, Baltimore rioting and looting, well, this is looting, you know, Muslim style.
Of course. And
they did that with China's boats, but get it.
And looks like protesters gathered midday Tuesday near the intersection of Pennsylvania and North Avenues in Baltimore. Baltimore Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk, yeah, I guess that's his name, described them as peaceful, which he said that's what we're used to seeing in Baltimore. That said, about a dozen people had been arrested Tuesday. And did you see the fires last night, RL?
No, I haven't seen the footage, but I have to look at it later. But yeah, I'm sure they didn't have any trouble with the lighting there when they were doing the live reports, right?
Right. And, yeah, I mean, cars were on fire. They were jumping on police cars. There was a 3-alarm fire at a senior center that burned down. It's like, it's incredible. It's like a war zone. No school. 20 police officers hospitalized. Looted and damaged businesses.
Yeah, and what are we doing? Absolutely nothing. You know, I mean,
well, the National Guard's coming in, but of course they're carrying weapons.
Yeah, you know, it's are they securing weapons, or do they have to give the weapons to our weapons to the Chinese? So they, okay, you do it.
That's
called police outsourcing.
144 vehicle fires, 19 structure fires.
Whoa. But it was a cookout last night, and why wasn't I invited?
And Brandon Scott of the Baltimore City Council said, "We're talking about years and decades of mistrust, of misfortune, of despair that is just coming out in anger. No, it is not right for them to burn down their own city, but that is what is coming out of these young people." I don't know if I agree with a thing that has been simmering for a while, but whatever.
You get consumer reports. I wonder how the Haji Marts down there are doing right now.
So I think we've got about 15 minutes left already.
Wait.
I think some music.
All right. And while you're at the way you do go to music there, remember now, you're listening, call on in, 347-677-1018. And come on, let me hear from you.
Yeah, this is totally, I'm not totally wrestling. What am I saying?
Unchained Politics.
Unchained Politics, the Baltimore Riot Special here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Smiths, by the way, a good alternative band of the 80s. What difference does it make? It's Hillary Clinton's theme song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me cue it up and check this out, man.
Cool.
If it's playing... We're back.
Welcome back, sheeple.
If I can bring up Facebook for a minute, I'm in this group called Connecticut Conservatives, of which there aren't too many.
Yeah.
But Yeah, good luck being a conservative in Connecticut. Yeah. But somebody was opining the other day about something Rush Limbaugh said. He's like, who is going to stand up to Obama, this imperial president?
Yeah, really, who is?
Nobody, apparently.
I'm telling you, all it takes, sheeple, is him to say he's president for life, and yous all are screwed.
That is true. And what else do we have here? So, gang members are standing by at Security Square Mall after threats of another purge. And I'm reading some tweets on WBAL News. And a group of protesters now walking northbound on Fulton Avenue from Presbury Street in Baltimore. Man, you know it's bad when, gang members are like, we need to come together.
Yeah, really? Yeah, gang members always say, I control the world. You ladies, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on there, but, you know. I'm sure there's a mess going on down there that, you know, I hope the, I hope those weekend warriors know what they're doing down there.
Right. Obama, for his part, hasn't said much, but he's urging soul searching. Yeah. What do you think of that, RL?
You
still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I mean, you know, it's 23, looking at my window here, and I'm not even anywhere near Baltimore, and some dude is trying to, across the street, just lay down in the grass. Maybe he's protesting. I don't know. They don't care. Maybe it's one of these things now. Maybe it's a lay down protest. I don't know.
Oh no, I'm dead. Yeah, I've heard some sirens around here today, but that's nothing really new. And he says, when Obama, our imperial president, says, when individuals get crowbars and start prying open doors to loot, they're not protesting. They're not making a statement. They're stealing. Man, I don't know what I think of that, though. We got about.
I don't know either. Give me a second or two. I'll be right with you.
All right.
Maybe hopefully be able to protest. I'll put this protest on your wall there. Hang on a minute.
We are talking with our co-host RL, and this is the Unchained Politics Baltimore Riot Special. And if you want, tomorrow night, I think tomorrow or something like that, I'm going to do a wrestling show, Totally Wrestling, my wrestling show, my wrestling recap of the week. Trying to get a guest on the air, but we'll see what happens with that. And I'm not sure where RL went.
Yeah, I'm right here. Give me a few moments.
All right, I'm trying to get to my friend here, Mike, his name is, see if he can come on the show, for the last 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right, we'll
Sorry
be right
about
back.
That. I'm right back here.
Go ahead.
Hopefully, a little bit later on, I'll post it on your wall. There's some good pictures of what I was talking about there. So if you want to see it, you'll have to go to Matt's page, and hopefully he'll be able to show you, the lay down protest.
Right. And let's see if this guy's going to get back to me. Probably not. He's busy.
know. Today is always a busy day. You want people on. Nobody shows up. When you're not on, everybody shows up. What is this?
I know. It's strange.
What are we, the long-time radio network?
He lives in Delaware, but he helped. I think he's doing stuff in Baltimore now.
You should have the safe place for him to be, right there in the middle of the fun.
And breaking news: Iran holds U.S. ship and 34 sailors. There's got to be a war, man.
Yeah, they know they got the bomb. They just want to test it out. Go, okay, we're weak as water. We can go ahead and we can thank Obama for that.
Right. Detained U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. Let's see what I can find out here. It was passing through the Strait of Hormuz or whatever that is. I guess we've got about 3 minutes to talk about whatever, RL.
All right.
Got any Patriots and Pinheads today?
Today's Pinhead is Al Sharpton.
Yay!
Al Sharpton, the mayor of Baltimore.
And, of course, he's going to Baltimore, and anywhere he goes, shit usually follows.
Yeah, really. I mean, come on, where are the Patriots out there? Are they all sitting there going, gee, I wonder what we should do now? I mean, you say, get out there, and, just get out there and fight for your country.
Get on your butt, yeah. Don't
get
just sit on your butt.
Get out there before the Arabs or Chinese take over. Or both.
I hear an angry mom in Baltimore smacked her son for being in the riots.
And
throwing
rocks
and
there.
Stuff.
Oh, yay. Stop it, Mom. Oh.
Okay, I'll be good. I'm trying to think of some Patriots of the week. Here's a pinhead for you. My latest pinhead is Tim McGraw.
Oh, man. What happened to him, man? he's such a patriot. What did he do? What happened?
He's raising money for gun control now.
I know what happened. He woke up and became a liberal clown.
Honk, honk.
Never gets old.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything new? One minute ago on the Twitter feed. Baltimore City Police Commissioner said that police will enforce a curfew on Tuesday from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. You got a few hours if you want to get out there, people.
Still a few hours out there, boys and girls, to loot the Kmart.
My recommendation,
boys and girls, loot the Walmart instead.
My recommendation is stay home.
Stay home before the target practice.
We've got about 45 seconds, so I'm going to hit the outro music. Thanks, RL, for talking to me today.
Hey, no problem.
We'll do it again next week.
Come on, keep up.
And this has been the Don't Kick Politics Baltimore Riot Special. See you guys later. See you next week.